Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Again, www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Today, I'm flying solo on Building Fortunes Radio. I very rarely do that, but I had an opportunity with one of our guest speakers that usually do this spot who asked to have the night off, and I said, that's fine. I'll jump on. He told me a little bit late, so I figured let me jump on and give you guys an update, because I know what we're doing, but you probably don't, because you can't keep up with all the things that we do. So I'm going to use this one as a little bit of a highlight and update on what's going on with Building Fortunes Radio. For some of you, you might be listening to us for the very first time. Well, I got started with Building Fortunes Radio as a result of wanting to do something to increase the reach and the microphone that we had to shed a light on the people doing the right things in the industry, and also to kind of shed a light on the people who are doing the wrong things in the industry as well. So because this industry means so much to me and probably means so much to you, I wanted to have a reality-based, balanced, if you will, approach towards what goes on in the MLM industry. So we're always doing the things that we can possibly do because I've dedicated myself, I guess I would say I've even dedicated a pretty big portion of my life over the last 20 years towards helping people in the home-based business industry, so you don't have to. So I know many of you, like me, when I was working a regular job, had so many other things to do and had so many other things to focus on. You didn't, although you probably wanted to focus on learning this industry, you just didn't have the time to. So remember, I was someone else before I was this. So when I was in direct sales, I was focused exclusively on the things that we did, and even developed things like our KISC principle, our Keep It Simple Circle principle, where learning or doing anything other than my core focus was something I would say no to. So I get it. So either busy because you're focused, busy because you're wandering around doing other things, I get it. You're busy. So I do a lot of things that you can't or are unwilling to or just not able to because you're busy doing other things to help other people, including yourself. So we started Building Fortunes Radio to give you a balanced view so that if you listen to some of our other guest speakers, you'll hear their opinions and their experiences of what's going on with their specific network marketing company. So those are the commercials, if you will. So they're 30 minutes or 60 minutes long, and we talk about whatever might be going on with themselves and their business, and they use it for promotional purposes for their businesses and their product line. Then we have some people that are outside the industry, people like Jim Turner. Jim Turner is a favorite of mine. He's an attorney over in Washington, D.C., was one of the original Ralph Nader Raiders. So for all those people that are unfamiliar with Ralph Nader, you got to check out Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader was just an amazing, and still is, just an amazing individual doing amazing things. Well, Jim Turner, way back when, was one of the very first original Ralph Nader Raiders, actually wrote a book called The Chemical Feast, had a lot to do with consumer advocacy and consumer rights and things along that line. Is just a great speaker with us. We do him every Friday at noon when he gets a chance to be around. As a result of that, it's expanded my mind into so many different things that have made a very big difference in my life. So, for instance, and specifically, on one of the last Building Fortunes Radio shows that we did for Citizens for Health, he's got a website, citizens.org. Jim told us about some of his travels where he was in Iowa, speaking on behalf and with a group of people that were pushing against smart meters. Now, if anything has the word smart in it, you better watch out. But smart meters were brought about, you know, people had their own version of whatever went on. Jim's got a really great version of why they came out with smart meters. But smart meters, in my humble opinion, are questionable as far as the benefits versus the risk. And when Jim Turner was telling me about some of the challenges associated with smart meters, since I work from home a lot now, I just said to myself, you know, do I really need the additional health risks of a smart meter? Oh, and by the way, if the government tells you that there's no, or it's within their risk threshold, that's enough to scare the heck out of me. So, and I'm not a conspiracy thinker. That's just understanding that this is a floating line. So in relationship to that, I called up my electric company. I took action. Called up my electric company, FPL. They didn't give me a hassle at all. They would have given me a hassle a long time ago when the first smart meters came out. If you rejected a smart meter when they first came out and you said, I want my analog meter back, and you put an analog meter back on without them allowing you to, they would have shut off your electricity. So now, through 5 or 6 years, there's been enough opt-out options, so I was able to call FPL, Florida Power and Light, get an analog meter put back on my home, charge me $89 and $13 extra per month. But I would have never done that if it wasn't for the radio show that we did with Jim Turner, really bring it to my attention again. So we do that. We've talked about vaccines. I've reached out to Alan Phillips, attorney Alan Phillips over in North Carolina. He has vaccinerights.org, and I've been following him for quite a while as a result of the idea of personal exemptions relative to vaccines. Now, for all those pro-vaccine people, I think you have the right to be pro-vaccine, and I think I have the right to be not anti-vaccine, but I think I have the right to say which ones I want inside my body, yes or no. So because the pharmaceutical industry is coming out with as many vaccines as they can, I don't think that I need all 200 of them or 275. Or I think as a result of whatever they're doing to kids, I don't think the kids need all of those so quickly. Is that a personal story? Not that my dog story is related to a people story, but common sense would lead you to believe that the example at least is worth questioning. So we had 3 dogs a while back. My wife asked me to bring the dogs to the vet store, like the pet store, not the vet store, because there was going to be a vet in the parking lot, and they were going to be able to give the dogs their shots all at one place. So instead of us bringing the dog to the vet and paying X amount, I don't even know what X amount was, but it was more, to have the dogs vaccinated, brought up to speed. If we brought them to the pet store where the vet was, we can get them all done for a pretty reduced price, do what I'm told, because my wife's job is the dogs. Mine was something else, but I just did what I was told. I was on the weekend. So when I did that, 2 of the dogs had no problem. One of the dogs, our beagle, came down with seizures later that day that caused us to bring her to the emergency room. She almost died. So as I was watching my dog tremor, eyes rolling back of her head, foam coming out of her mouth, not wondering really if she's going to die or not, we were able to get her into the emergency room at the vet about 2, 3, 4 in the morning. I don't remember when it was. Thank God we were around because we're late night people, so I was up late seeing all this stuff go on. Who knows what would have happened had we not been up. But when we went in there, $200 or $300 later for the emergency visit, the vet said dog had an allergic reaction, or dog had a negative reaction to all of the vaccines probably all at the same time. Sometimes that happens. Funny. The vet that I went to never said anything about that. That never said anything about that. So if you ask me to give my dog again, or any one of my dogs again, all those vaccines all at one time, I would violently, if you will, violently, seriously say no. And if you really came after, no, we have to do whatever, I would really say no, like almost to the point of being arrested or shot, probably tasered. So my suggestion is, I don't think I'm that abnormal. I wouldn't let you harm my dogs that way. It's not worth the chance. Well, dogs aren't people. We treat them like that sometimes. But if it could happen to a dog, my thought process could be, could it happen to a people? And the answer is, do I really need to be giving all of these vaccines to little babies when they're first born, when their immune system is still trying to figure stuff out? And the answer is, hell no. So you can say, hell yes. But I should be able to say, hell no and have that right, and you're losing that right every day. Well, long-winded story to say, Alan Phillips is an attorney, vaccinerights.org. He's also got another one. I forget the name of the domain name, but he put it up there only because, Barwatch, or NC Barwatch, yeah, probably North Carolina Barwatch, online.something or another. Go to vaccinerights.com and you'll be able to see it. Or listen to our radio show that we did with Alan Phillips, because Alan Phillips is actually trying to defend himself from being disbarred from the North Carolina Bar Association. And why are they trying to disbar him? Well, they're trying to disbar him because he does work with people all over the United States, and they say if you're an attorney in North Carolina, if you're talking to other people outside of North Carolina, you might be practicing law outside of North Carolina, so you're violating your license. Now, Alan Phillips is a really smart dude, and he knows the law because he's a really good attorney. So he wasn't doing that, isn't doing that. I would stand behind him. He's not stupid. And he is being disbarred, or attempted to be disbarred. But get this. They want him to send him all his client privilege documentation from all his clients. All of his clients. Not just the ones they have in question. All of his clients, so they could find out if he was violating a law, and they call that phishing. So you can't do that. So we do radio shows for people like Alan Phillips. We stand up for people like Alan Phillips, having nothing to do with MLM, having everything to do with your rights. So we do radio shows with Jim Turner. We do radio shows with Alan Phillips. We've done radio shows with really cool and very interesting people all the time that you'll be able to plug into on Building Fortunes Radio. And why do I do Building Fortunes Radio? Because. And the reason why we do it because is I wanted to form that platform and educate you as much as we possibly can. You don't have to agree with everything, and you probably won't, especially when we talk about politics. But the reality is you need to hear some of these things sometimes so you see the opposing views. So I'm also going to have some other people on our radio shows as we expand our radio show listening audience. But as we've expanded our radio show listening audience, I've also done a few other things for your purposes, hopefully, if you enjoy this stuff. And one of these is to learn additional skills. So we've always tried to keep ahead of what's going on with technology. And I'm not a big fan of social media because you could read behind what Mark Schmuckerberg was doing with Facebook and what all the other companies were doing with selling data. Oh, and by the way, the smart meter companies are going to be selling your data. So that's another reason why, besides the health benefits, why you probably want to opt out of having a smart meter. And if you can't afford the $89 like it did for me, or can't afford the $13 a month that you look at it as an additional expense, heck, will you please make some more money in this home-based business arena? We'll show you how. So you don't have to worry about those stupid decisions that are just like piddly money relative to where you should be able to make them decisions. Should never have to even think twice. In my humble opinion, I don't want to tell you anything, but in my opinion, if you're in the home-based business arena and you have the ability to turn on your income or turn down your income like a faucet by doing the right things, you shouldn't even have to worry about thinking about making a decision like that if there's a way for you to be able to protect your privacy or your health. So there's my little editorial. Hopefully you don't find that too offensive. But one of the things that we did in finding technology was we said, you know, there's these things called smart speakers, and one of them is through a company called Amazon. Amazon's, you know, yikes, you can go all over the board with whether you like it or you don't like Amazon. Amazon has revolutionized a lot of industries. Obviously started off with books, if you remember. You might even be old enough to remember Amazon Books is the way it got started. But Jeff Bezos started actually packing up the books and driving them to the post office himself way back when, and through a whole bunch of things, including, you know, being the right guy at the right time, doing the right things, and a whole bunch of government contracts, just so you know, AWS, right? Whole bunch of government contracts help fund Amazon, special treatment maybe by the Postal Service, help fund Amazon to be the conglomerate they are. So when they're buying up, like, pharmaceutical stores to be able to deliver your drugs to you, you know, is that good or bad? I don't know. Good if you need the drugs. Bad if they're the wrong drugs for you. But that's another story. So one of the things they did was to have this device called Amazon Alexa. And it's the Amazon Echo and the Echo Dot and the Spot. And there's a few other ones as well. When I saw that, I said, well, there's a great invasion of your privacy. And by the way, there's been privacy breaches on those databases, which you would expect. But also, there's some technology that can help a lot of people. So I work with blind people, people like Michael Rothberg, who's starting his own network marketing company dealing with enzymes and probiotics to be able to help you build up your health. Very interesting story with Michael. But Michael's completely blind, and he uses these products, those echoes and those dots, to be able to navigate around his day for setting reminders. And he said to me, Peter, you really should get one of these things. For some of you that may not know, I am losing my vision, not my mental vision or my spiritual vision or my whatever vision. I'm losing my physical vision because I have glaucoma, a genetic disorder that, thank you very much, all you people in network marketing are trying to fix. But heretofore, you know, all those people that are trying to fix this through all those network marketing products, every doctor I've spoken to says there's nothing nutritionally. Every network marketing person I've spoken to says so far, oh, mine will work. So there you go, whatever that means to you. Again, some of the craziness that happens in the industry. But anyway, so back to this. He said, you know, you should probably pick up one of those things and start to learn how to use it. It could probably help you. And then my friend Oli Kantos, who's also blind, he runs a radio show with us too every Friday at 5 o'clock. Oli Kantos is a blind gentleman, happens to be a distributor for a couple of network marketing companies, has recently been fond of a company called ASEA, A-S-E-A. It's helped one of his sons with pain that he's never been able to help his son out with the pain that he's had before, and the natural product that they have is actually fixing them, so there's a little commercial, Oli. But Oli Kantos is my hero. He's a blind gentleman, adopted three blind boys, they're triplets, Stephen, Nick, and Leo, and he's my hero. So we do a radio show with Oli. He's also in Washington, D.C., has served several presidents, including this one, and was appointed recently on a committee for Donald Trump for people with disabilities. And those are the types of people that we attract on Building Fortunes Radio. But I digress. Back to my device. As I was looking for something, I found something else. That usually happens, right? We even call it LSFSWB. I was looking for something, found something else, and that something else worked better. Well, when I was looking for something on Amazon, they showed me one of those little Echo Pluses, and I looked at that, and one thing led to another, and I don't know how it happened because I wasn't really paying attention, but I was reading about Amazon Skills, and I said, Amazon Skill? What's an Amazon skill? Never heard of that before. So I looked, right? So people are either builders, maintainers, or destroyers. We call it Building Fortunes Radio. We show people how to build. Building is a verb. It's a lifestyle. It's something you probably do every day. So we're builders. We start off with nothing, and we end up with something really cool. So we create, we build. This isn't just a philosophy or just something to say. It's a lifestyle. Watch what we do. You've seen it if you followed us at all. We build stuff from nothing sometimes. So when I heard Amazon Skill, I said, what's that? So I found out that an Amazon Skill is a little bit like an app that you would build for a smartphone, but you build it for a smart speaker. So I said, wow, I think I want to be ahead of that curve. And although some of you may know what an Amazon skill is, I didn't, and I bet you the majority of our customers don't either. So we built two. We built one for MLM Radio, and we built another one for Building Fortunes Radio. So if you have your device, go to your Alexa app. Sorry for saying her name because it probably makes that little blue circle spin. But you go to your app, type in your skill search, MLM, or Building Fortunes, and you'll see us, Building Fortunes Radio and MLM Radio, right there up on top. We're one of the first people to actually see. It takes time to build a skill, so we did it where most people would never. So we're ahead of the curve there, so you'll be able to find us over there as well. And when the .news domain name came out in 2015, I jumped on it. So we have MLM.news. And when .charity came out just recently, I jumped on it. So we have MLM.charity, because that's what builders do. So I've devoted the last 20 years plus of my life towards helping our customers do whatever we can to help enhance their experience and help build their business. So I'll use as an example some of the reasons why. I was dealing with talking to a woman just a little bit earlier today, just to use as an example. And she has a product line that she's working with, a nutritional company, that helps people with type 2 diabetes reduce their blood sugar, you know, challenges, reduce their rejection of insulin, and help make sure they don't advance into the next step of diabetes. By the way, the next step of diabetes, a lot of people are like ticking time bombs. They just don't know it with diabetes. And diabetes is cruel. It's a mean disease. You'll lose your limbs. You'll lose your vision. You'll lose your life. Diabetes is mean. And anything you can possibly do to educate yourself so that does not happen, I think, is a noble cause. So when she said that, I said, I'm all in. What can we do to help you get the message out so this way you can help so many people with the ticking time bomb that is diabetes that most people just don't know about, that I've learned that as a result of being associated with this industry. So that's what we do. Building Fortunes, radio, me, the stuff that we do with network leads and PM marketing and everything else that we do is designed specifically for that. So we'll continue to do it as long as I can. So we're doing Building Fortunes Radio. We have MLM.charity, MLM.news. We do the different things on the websites. We fight the wars, helping out Alan Phillips with the against North Carolina. We work with Jim Turner and the people that are doing stuff. And we've even fought for people that got themselves in trouble. So I've been a defense witness for people trying to keep them out of jail. That should have been kept out of jail. I've done different things behind the scenes that you'll never know about to make sure that we can do as much as we possibly can to protect one of the best industries I've ever seen. One of the ones that I don't know if my kids will ever take advantage of it. Because, you know, sometimes your kids aren't like you. So my kids might use some of the products, I guess, maybe. They might gain some of the benefits yet, maybe. But I don't think they're ever going to be doing the stuff that I do, at least not now, that I know about. Who knows? Maybe we'll skip a generation and I'll have a chance at some grandkids. But the reality is that means I'm doing it mostly for you if you're listening in. So we do our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience to do everything we possibly can to help as many people as we possibly can. So let me do this. I'm going to play a little commercial, take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are here, Peter Ringles here on Building Fortunes Radio, just giving you kind of an update. Some people might ask a question, and that is relationship to why I don't actively pursue being involved in some of the trade associations that are associated with this industry. And the answer is because I did. A lot of people don't know this, but maybe now you will. When I first got started, I jumped in both feet. I had a friend. His name is Dr. Charles King. Became a friend. First, he was a consultant and a teacher at the University of Illinois in Chicago. He taught a network marketing certification course at the University of Illinois in Chicago. And I jumped in, took the course back in 1997, I think it was, became certified as a network marketer according to his certification course, And then had a year or so of doing my own thing, and then one of his students called me up and he says, "Hey, man, I told Dr. Charles what you're doing on the lead generation side, and he thinks you should be a guest speaker over at the certification course and talk about lead generation." So I did, you know, not to use a Forrest Gump analogy, so I did. And I taught there for about, I think it was like 4, maybe 5 years when he was doing it at the University of Illinois in Chicago. So I had a great chance to be able to work with some really cool people and met some really cool people, and even did 2 or 3 of the courses at the McDonald's University location, which was really kind of cool and somewhat symbolic of being in the origin of franchising, talking about network marketing. Well, the reason why I said I used to do the certification course, the politics changed at the University of Illinois in Chicago. Dr. Charles King retired, and recently, I think it's been 2 years since he's passed. He didn't tell me he was sick, but he passed, which is really a shame because he's a really good guy. And Sandra, his wife, just a really great person. But anyway, so I did that stuff. I dug in. I got involved, university speaking, if you will, as a guest speaker. And technically speaking, I am the most certified network marketer on the planet because I was one of the only speakers that actually sat through the course and took the course and enjoyed the course from all the speakers, where a lot of the other speakers just did their little speaking gig and did whatever they did in the hallway. But I actually took the course and did the course, got the pictures to prove it. Then when Rod Cook started the DRA, the Distributor Rights Association, I jumped in because that's what I do. And I was originally the executive director of education. Then they were looking for a face because Rod Cook could not be the face of the DRA because Rod Cook was too controversial, too much of a lightning rod for controversy. So they asked me to hold it together, and I did for a couple of years until they wanted to change the name to the ANMP. So, you know, they bent towards the idea of changing it to the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. And I said, as long as we continue to do the stuff that we're going to do, I'll still stay as president, which I did. And then through a series of events, and you'll find out about me, I'm not really very politically correct, Garrett McGrath wiggled his way into, deceptively, becoming the next president. So they couldn't get me out by popular vote, so they had to change the rules. So you ask Tom Chenault about that. So Tom will probably give you an insight. Tom Chenault runs a competing, when I say competing radio show, competing meaning there's no competition. We do a lot more than he does. He's been doing a lot longer, and he's a good guy. And his wife and he were highlighted on, mostly his wife Denise, were highlighted by John Oliver in the negative MLM show that John Oliver did on Last Week Tonight. So if you're wondering, where did I hear that name before? It's only because John Oliver did an MLM on, an expose on MLM and really beat up Denise. And Denise is just a really sweet person who was just regurgitating a story that she heard by somebody else, and the whole thing was taken out of context. And she's just a real good person. So a nicer person should have never been highlighted in that expose, but they do it for effect, of course. So having said all that sort of stuff, I was the ANMP president for a while, and then they wanted to switch gears and just kind of be like a rah-rah, shish-goomba, Eric Worre type of speakers platform. And I'm like, well, that's not going to be really the reason why I came in here for the Distributor Rights Association to help build the industry. You guys aren't interested in building the industry. You're interested in becoming, I have no idea what you want to become. You don't even know what you want to become. You just want to use this as a platform to feather your own nest. So for the ANMP people, you know, the Garrett McGraths, all the other people that are the speakers, you know who you are. You can't fix the problem. So I dropped out of the ANMP, although I was ceremoniously kicked out as a board member because they couldn't get me out any other way as being a past president. So through all the typical politics that happen with just BS organizations, I can't really endorse saying, go join the ANMP, because it's a BS organization. It used to be a nonprofit organization. Now it's a profit organization, I'm sure. You know, I don't even know if they have voting anymore, and don't even know if they file for nonprofit. Don't even know any of these things, but they do one event every once in a while and have never done anything to stuck up for the industry sincerely. So when people ask me, so why don't you join organizations anymore? I'm like, well, There's no real organization for me to join. Now, the MLMIA just changed names. I'm on the board of the MLMIA. Love Doris Wood. Doris Wood, I've always wanted to honor. We even honored her when I was the president of a competing association. We always invited her to come to the ANMP, and she did, and we honored her because she deserves it. She's one of the oldest people, and I say that with respect, but she's been around forever in the network marketing profession, probably one of the most positive people that I've ever met, and I did not want to let the MLMIA just go away, at least while she's breathing. So after she's done, I could be done with it. But while she's breathing, I wanted to keep that alive to honor the work that she has done over the years that she had done it. Well, recently they changed their name to the SNA. I think they call it the Social Networking Association. So they bowed, bended, if you will, to social media and the idea that we're doing all this stuff on Facebook. Remember, I'm not a big Facebook fan because I know what Mark Schmuckerberg does. Oh, by the way, anybody who steals software and builds a platform with comparing girls' faces as in like it's a competition, to me, isn't a nice guy. So would you be surprised that he's doing all the things that Mark Schmuckerberg does? The answer is probably not. His chickens are coming to roost, by the way. So my prediction is Facebook will never be the same. Thank goodness, because they allowed the Russian collusion. You know how it goes. But Mark Schmuckerberg is Schmuckerberg. Facebook is an organization that feathered their own nest and could not care about the social media and the social platform that they were destroying. But again, because governments allow themselves to, whatever, infiltrate and all that sort of stuff, conspiracy thinking, you know, SNA, the Social Association, is going to play off the idea that everybody is going to be the social media thing. Oh, and by the way, you know, network marketers screwed up Facebook because they just vomit all over the place. I've always said human beings could screw up anything, and network marketers do it better. So give them a free platform and allow them to be able to be a carnival barker where sociopaths, narcissists run free. There you go. So there you have my opinion about social network association, kind of a concentration. I think there's better ways to do things. But anyway, so I'll still support that organization for as long as they'll allow me to. But the reality is going to be is I had to do a lot of this stuff on my own. So finding like-minded people, we have. But I'm not going to join I'm not going to build an organization. We don't need an organization to have the same common mindset. And we'll do that as we go through these next couple of years while I'm still able to do the things that I'm able to do. So having said that, that's a little bit of an update on some of the things we've worked on. So we're always suggesting and showing that we're trying to keep ahead of the trends, try to give you guys the latest technology. The latest ones is the Amazon Skills. So we could be worldwide. Anybody with an Amazon device that has the Alexa platform can go now enable a skill on Building Fortunes Radio and be able to hear one of the latest radio shows. They'll be able to do the same thing with MLM Radio. And what we'll do is we'll help our customers, I'm sure, develop some skills. And skills isn't just a term like, it's an app for the Alexa platform. So we'll help our customers develop those to be able to help give them the leverage that they need to be able to help as many people as we possibly can, because there's goofy people out there, and the bad guys never sleep, and we're doing everything we possibly can to keep things going. Inside and outside, even if it's a little bit controversial. So for all those people listening in, I want to say thanks for you being here. I forgot to shut my phone off. My other phone's off. But we'll be back next week, and you can catch us on any one of our radio shows. Go to buildingfortunesradio.com, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.